Yo, what's up, guys? It's the Straight Edge One here. My name is Steve, and I know it's been a while. I've not recorded in, I think, almost a year, but a lot of stuff's happened in that last year. Moved into a new place with my roommate. My grandmother died. Kind of sad, but, you know, it happens. I also had COVID at one point, and I'm working overnight, so yeah, a lot has happened in that last year. So, if you're a big fan of the podcast and been expecting a new episode, sorry, life got in the way. But I thought what we would do today is we are going to rank the Borderlands games from worst to best. And there's quite a few Borderlands games out there. I'm not going to lie, and I've played every one of them. I've been a big fan ever since I bought the first one on a whim. So, stick back and hopefully enjoy this. Alright, so without further ado, let's get into these rankings. And at the bottom of the barrel for me, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's the newest game in the series. It is Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. And some of you might be out there thinking, how is the newest game the lowest one in the series for me? Well, they focused a lot in this game on kind of an RPG element more than they did the gunplay. And anybody that's played Wonderlands knows Borderlands is considered for guns, not, you know, melee. There's always been melee aspects in the games, but for me, this is what just pushes this to the bottom. And I don't know if I'm the only one that gets this because of the RNG base, but I swear I think guns just do not drop in this game at all compared to melee and spells. But hey, if you're a melee and spell kind of guy, if you like bunkers and badasses, or, you know, the real-life version, Dungeons & Dragons, you're going to like this game way more than I did. But those are my reasons as to why this is the worst game in the series, at least up to this point. Now, they are working on, you know, hot fixes and patches for this game, so it may get better. But honestly, I haven't played this game in a few weeks, and every time I see a new hotfix video, it does not make me want to play the game again. Alright, and the next game on our list is going to be the pre-sequel. And somebody out there is going to say, how can you say the pre-sequel is better than Wonderlands? And the simple answer is kind of what I alluded to when I talked about Wonderlands. There are more guns that drop in the pre-sequel than there are in Wonderlands for me. And also, the pre-sequel has lasers, which is really freaking cool. I mean, sure, the pre-sequel was kind of like The Outcast because, you know, in a way it made too much sense and there's not much of an endgame there. But for me, the gunplay is what wins over in this case. Alright, and then the third game we're going to talk about that is going to be, in my opinion, better than the pre-sequel and miles above Wonderlands. And some people don't consider this a true Borderlands game, but I do, because a lot of the characters, well, not a lot of them actually, now that I think about it, but a couple of the characters are reoccurring characters, and they even came back in a game we're going to talk about a little bit later on, and this is Tales from the Borderlands. Now, I know I said a lot of things about guns dropping, but I'm also a big story guy when it comes to video games, and Telltale Games, I think, took the Borderlands universe and I wouldn't say knocked it out of the park, but they did make an okay story as far as, you know, what I would expect to happen in the Borderlands world on Pandora. And plus, you know, you can go through it many times, and if you've never played a Telltale game, go check them out, because every decision you make will impact something further down the road, whether it's 5 seconds from when you made that choice to, you know, 5 hours from after you made that choice. But yeah, this is, you know, the third game in the list, and I'm sticking to it. Alright, so we have hit our top three games in the series, and if you're fans of the series like I am, you already know which three it's going to be. It's just a matter of what order are they in. And for me, the third overall game in the series is going to be Borderlands 3. Now, Borderlands 3 had its ups and downs. I'll admit, people say that the legendaries in the game are way too easy to get, and I get that. But on the tail end of that, you know, there are certain legendaries that have variants. And if you know, you know. The Boomsicle, that is one of the hardest legendaries to actually farm. So, yes, it's easy to get legendaries, but at the same time, depending on what you're going for, it's super hard and time-consuming. And one of the things that, you know, just made this game the third in our list, or rank number three, is, again, if you know, you know, but how many times did we have to talk to Lilith in this game? Now, one of the coolest things they did in this game, which I really appreciated because it was actually really new at the time, they didn't add a new character, or a new playable character, rather, but they added a new skill tree to each character, which added to the build diversity of every character, and I really appreciated that, and that's pretty much why all those reasons are making it the third game in our list. Alright, and we have come to the number two spot in our list, and I'm going to give this to two games, technically, only for the reason that one is a remaster. And that is going to be the OG Borderlands game. And if you've played this game, you know exactly what got you hooked into the series. For me, it was, like I've mentioned before, the guns. And the fun thing about this series is the characters. This game itself had some of the funniest characters I've ever seen, and just by what they do. Like Brick, for example. You know, if you ever just want to beat the ever-loving out of somebody, he puts his guns away and he can just knock some sense into people and then he kills them. But the only real downside I had in this game was the one raid boss, Cromorax, that was... I've never actually been able to solo that boss. As much as I've played this game, which still baffles me, but that is a true raid boss. So, if you haven't played it, this game, I would definitely check it out. Alright, and here we are at the number one spot. And this is pretty much the consensus of, I would say, 90%, if not 95% of the Borderlands fan base, that this is the best game in the series. And it's Borderlands 2. Now, if you've ever played the first Borderlands when it was on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, there were things like, you know, you had to pick up money, like, one at a time. You had to pick up ammo one at a time. You know, a lot of the guns were the same. Just, you know, higher level, higher damage, whatever. Borderlands took that, and they blew it out of the water. And what I mean by that is they overhauled almost everything to where it was, you know, it was a familiar game, but it was also a brand new game. You know, everything, money and ammo-wise, it auto-picked up for you. You just had to run over to it. And not only that, but they, as I mentioned earlier, they advertised billions and billions of guns, which is what the series was made on. Now, when the game was first being advertised, they did make the claim that you would never find the same gun twice. And for a while, that was true, but after, you know, so long and so many people playing it, we eventually found the exact same gun, whether it was parts-wise, name-wise, whatever. And then, also, this game, above all else, I think, had the most care given to it by Gearbox in the form of DLCs. We had Headhunter packs, actual DLCs. Right before the Borderlands 3 came out, they added a new DLC years after, just to set up the events of that game. And I mean, I could go on and on about any of these games. I'm just trying to keep it short and sweet. But this is my ranking. And Borderlands 2 will forever be my favorite game in the series. At least up to this point. And there you have it. This was my ranking of the Borderlands games. And like I said earlier, you know, Wonderlands being dead last, that may cause some controversy, for some people. But, you know, I didn't like it as much. And that's just my opinion, you know. You don't have to have the same opinion. It's cool if you don't. But I hope you enjoyed this. And again, I apologize for, you know, almost taking a year to record a new episode. But as I mentioned, you know, just life got in the way. And I hope everyone has a great time until the next episode. and we'll see you then.